Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I met this girl I swore was close to perfect. I could see the ring, the dress, and the whole nine yards. I had a country station on, and she reached and turned it. Said she couldn't stand the sound of a steel guitar. We hit the town to catch the early movie. And old Chris Christopherson played the leading role. I said, "That's my man." She said, "Who's he?" I jumped up and said, "Girl, we gotta go." She don't like to play my kind of music. She's never heard a Waylon Jennings song. And she's never been a fan of Willie Nelson. So there ain't no way in hell we'll get along. She told me she thinks country music's hokey. Said you can't dance to it and all the songs are sad. I cocked my eyebrow and said, "You must be joking. Ain't no excuse for having taste that bad." Then I asked her if she'd heard of Alan Jackson. And she said, "Didn't he sing that song called Where Were You?" I said, "Yeah, but girl, that man's a living legend." She said, "Really? I thought he was new." No, she don't like to play my kind of music. She's never heard of David Allan Coe. But she can't get enough of Whitney Houston. And I'm thinking, Lord, that's all I need to know. I bid that girl an overdue farewell. And without a good night kiss, I jumped back in my truck. Turned on some Hank and cranked it loud as hell. No, she don't like to play my kind of music. She don't know Sunday morning coming down. She can't see what's so cool about he stopped loving her today. Her angel flying too close to the ground. She told me that she sort of liked the Eagles, but she couldn't name one hit by Johnny Cash. No, she don't like to play my kind of music, so I had to tell that girl to kiss my ass.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today, we're pleased to welcome a lovely and talented singer-songwriter, Haley Gerrells, to the show. We'll chat with Haley about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. This is going to be fun. And as usual, I have my co-host slash sidekick, Emily, with me. Hey, Em, how are you, girl?
Okay, three things. Number one, I love that I'm now the sidekick. We're going to stick with that. Number two, who sings that song?
Ray Scott. That's one of my favorites.
Okay. Because I've heard the song before and I didn't know who sang it. Okay, I guess that was only two things. All right.
Well, whatever.
That's all I needed. I'm good. I'm cold because it's 8 degrees in Nashville and it shouldn't be.
Oh, well. Oh, well. What do you say we bring on our guest?
Let's go for it.
All right. And with that, let's bring on the lovely and talented Miss Haley Gerrells. Hey, Haley, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for taking a little time out of your schedule to drop by the show today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It is such an honor to be on this today.
To kind of start things off, tell us a little bit about your a journey to a music and where you're at now.
Well, I started going to Nashville when I was 15 years old, And I have a professional music coach or a vocal coach on there, and I get to work in an awesome recording studio with really awesome people. And it's just been, they've been so great to me, and I definitely wouldn't be here today without those people.
Now, did you grow up always wanting to be a singer, or?
Oh yeah, like I have known I wanted to be like a country singer since I was a baby. Like CMT would always be like on in our home, and I remember just growing up watching like Loretta Lynn and Faith Hill and all those great girl artists, and I was like, when I grow up, I want to be one of those too.
Mhm. I agree. You know, now me and Em are both singers ourselves.
Oh, really?
Nothing professional, but
excuse me. No, I'm just kidding.
It's funny. But yeah, you know, I'm a big a music fan myself, so I know where you're coming from. I grew up on stuff like Garth Brooks, Brooks and Dunn, a little George Strait. Oh man, the classics, you know.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome.
If I start listing names, we'll be here all afternoon.
Exactly.
But,
because
I know,
you know
all the old artists. Like, they're, like, okay, the song you just played, all of those people, I love them all.
Oh, yeah, I love the older country.
Me too. Mm-hmm. It's better than the stuff now because the stuff, okay, honestly, the stuff that's on the radio right now on, like, the national station, whatever, no, the national station plays old stuff. Never mind. Like, then, you know, New Country Station, it all sounds the same to me, and I can't, like, distinguish anything.
It does sound
the same. Like, I don't know, like, older country will always have a special place in my heart. But, I like all types of music, but it was really awesome, actually. I got to go see Loretta a couple months ago, and she walked right in front of me.
Sweet.
So jealous. I want to meet her so bad. I know some people who know her, like, I just met, like, a group of people, like, songwriter, producer, all these people. They want me to, like, work with them, but they know her, and I was like, first off, I need to meet her before, just so I know that you're credible. Just so I know, I'm going to need to meet Loretta Lynn. No, I would die, probably. I would just fall over.
I about did, too.
Like, I normally don't get nervous with people, but I feel like... It's where I land. Come on, I feel like I'd pass out. Just a little bit.
Exactly. Exactly. But, did you have anything for him?
I knew
that. You know I'm
going to
talk to
you. Yeah, I know you're going
to.
Okay,
you know I'm
going to
talk to you.
Okay, first off, if you don't mind, can I ask how old you are? Because you look really young.
I'm 18.
Okay, because I'm 17, and I was like, she looks my age.
Yeah.
I was like, she looks really young, I have to ask. Okay, so I needed to know. Because I was like, if she's like 25 and she looks that young, I'm going to be dumb. Okay, so for people who don't know you or whatever, people who are just listening for the first time, like, describe your own personal musical style and, like, what, you know, your focus is and stuff like that.
Well, I really want to bring back, like, in like a mix of, like, the older country and the sounds that everyone used to love. And I want to pull them in, like, with our new generation. And I don't know, like, I just really like to, I, like, write, like, every day. And I perform every day and do all this. And it's just, like, I just love to do it. And I couldn't see myself doing anything else. But I really, like, when I go to Nashville, I always tell my people in my studio, I'm like, you know, I want to bring back, like, the older songs, like, the sounds of them. But then again, I want to be able to, like, have what's on the radio still to now, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, my grandpa, first of all, he acts like I have no musical education. He gave me, like, 5 records of, like, Tanya Tucker, Loretta Lynn, Patti Loveless. And he was like, okay, if you want to be a singer, you have to, like, you can be, like, newer, you know, like, get people your age to like it, but you need to, like, make music that sounds like this because it's stuck around this long, so obviously they did something right.
Yeah.
Thank you for that poetic little thing, Granddad, but no, he's right. Like, stuff, okay, older music has stuck around all this time, and there's a reason people still like it. And
yeah,
you know, if you make stuff that sounds like that, it's going to have staying power.
Oh, yeah, I was, like, a little bitty girl, and I would, my mom would always make me sing Loretta songs, like, any, like, talent show I was in. And I was, like, a little tiny girl singing, like, Loretta songs, like, talking about not taking my man or I'm going to knock you out. People were like, do you know what that means?
No, that's so funny. I play at this place up here on, like, normally on Saturday nights. I'm not going tonight because it's too cold, but I normally play there, and I was, they were, like, asking me to do a Loretta Lynn, like, ain't, you ain't woman enough. And I was like, I'm not seeing that. I don't have a husband that's cheating on me. I am not. And then I sang, like, Redneck Woman. And
some
of those older people, because it's a lot of old people on Saturday nights, somebody complained about it. And now we're not allowed to do that song anymore. But somebody complained to the owner because I sang that song and it was his idea.
Oh.
They said it was inappropriate. I'm like, well, at least somebody's talking about me, I guess.
Exactly. You know,
that's awesome.
Before we move on, we did have a caller on the line that wants to talk to you. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, hold on. 616, you're on.
Hi, Haley.
Hi.
It's Emma.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Emma.
Hey. I just wanted to call and tell you how proud I am of you, and you're amazing, and I can't wait to watch you on this crazy journey that you're about to have.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's so crazy, like, getting to listen to you do all this stuff now, and I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I do have a question for you. When is your single coming out? At some
my
point?
My single, Southern Boy, will be out in let me see. We don't have a certain date, but, like, in 2 weeks. I will be, because I go to Nashville on the 24th.
Right.
And I think we will be releasing it, like, a couple days right after that. So, be looking
for
it in 2 weeks.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I
that is awesome.
So, this is the first right here in the show is where you heard it first, so.
You heard it here first, folks. You heard it here first.
Yay. All right, well, I'll let you back in on answering other people's questions, but I just wanted to tell you how proud I am of you, and I love you.
All right. Thank you, Emma. I love you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that was sweet.
I love when people call
that
us.
That was sweet, girl.
Even though they weren't here to talk to me, but that's still nice.
That is so nice.
I was going to ask you, how long are you going to be in Nashville when you come? Because you said you're going to be here on the 24th. Do you know how long you're going to be here?
Normally, I go to Nashville every month. And normally when we go, we leave, like, on a Friday night. As soon as I get home from school, my dad gets home from work, and we take off and go right then. And then normally, like, Saturday is just crazy. We wake up, we go to my vocal coach's house, and we go to his studio and all this great stuff. And then Sunday is normally when we come home. So we're only there for, like, 2 days. Sometimes, but sometimes
are you gonna move?
More.
Are you gonna move here after you graduate?
I'm wanting to move to Nashville as soon as I graduate. Yeah,
I just lived here. Well, I don't live right in Nashville. I live like 30 minutes from Nashville on a good day.
About 30
on a
minutes.
Bad day, it's like
yeah.
45 minutes. But I live like outside of Nashville because we didn't want to live right in the city. And rent is expensive if you live in downtown Nashville. Everyone.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, rent is ridiculous. Like, okay, so we moved outside of Nashville, and I actually moved to a new school. So I'm a senior, but I started my senior year at a new school, which I actually liked because I didn't know anyone, and I was like, cool, they don't know me, so they're not going to make, like, any kind of pre-assumptions about me because they haven't known me my whole life, so I can just do whatever I want, you know? And I actually like it, and it's fun living this close. So you have to move to Nashville when you graduate, and then you can hang out with me and Cody.
Yeah. Okay.
He lives far away. He lives 2 hours away. 2 hours. Yeah, I don't know.
But there's stipulation to that. My aunt lives about 15 minutes outside of the city, so I can just crash at her place whenever I want to. So.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I want to have, like, okay, I want everyone we know who's in the Nat, because, like, so many people that come on the show are from Nashville. I want everyone. We should just have a big party, and we should all just show up.
It'd be so much fun.
Right? Wouldn't that be
awesome?
That would
be fun. You know.
We'd be a hot mess.
Exactly. And just let's throw this out there. I love Nashville, too. I mean, I go about maybe twice a year or so. I just love the city. It's just got so much music. It's just, and for a big music fan like me, of course, I'm a fan of all kinds of music, country, rock, you know, hip hop, pop.
He listens to rap. He's so white. Okay, like you don't understand.
Yes, I listen to it all. Yeah, I listen to it all. But yeah, but just that. That whole music vibe, and when you're going up and down Broadway, I like to just roll down my windows because you can hear a band playing everywhere. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah, I just moved here like a few months ago, like 6 months ago, I guess, and I went to Nashville for the first time because it is kind of like far from me. Well, not far, but it's a pain to drive there because of the interstate and everything. So I went on Christmas Eve. We went to Opry Mills to shop, and we were going to go see the lights at Opryland, but I was sick and it was raining. So we went shopping. We drove right by, like, the Grand Ole Opry and all that, and I was, like, having a heart attack because we're, like, right there, and we're driving by, and I'm like, look what that is. Do you guys know what that
is?
Oh,
wow.
I was, like, freaking out. And, like, we went around this, like, we went around Nashville, like, the center of Nashville, and went that way so we didn't have to hit the New Year's Eve, or not New Year's, Christmas Eve traffic.
Christmas traffic.
So
right.
we went, like, we saw the sign that said, like, the Music City Highway, and I was, like, so excited. And I was, like, I'm just going shopping. I need to calm myself. But I was so excited to be there.
Apparently,
yeah,
apparently you're a popular lady, Haiti.
More calling?
A popular... A lady here, Haley, because we have another caller.
All right, cool.
Oh, hold on.
Hello.
951, you're on. Oh, yeah, 951, hey.
Oh. Hi.
Hello.
Haley, this is Victoria.
Hi, Victoria.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So, you're on the radio, and I can't tell you how excited I was when you told me. So, I got a question I would love to hear an answer from.
Okay.
All right. Since your music career is going so absolutely amazing right now, what would be one thing you would tell God?
Tell God?
Yeah, like, other than, like, him giving you this amazing opportunity, what would be one thing you would tell him? Like, how would you, you know, tell him, like, thank you for this?
Oh, my gosh. That's a hard question. I would seriously just tell him, you know, thank you for allowing me to have such an amazing family that allows me to travel to Nashville and allows me to record and do all this awesome stuff and allowing me to have such amazing fans that have got my back no matter what I do and what happens. And just, you know, thank you for giving me the ability just to even, like, have a talent, you know.
Well,
that's
really awesome.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll let you go to see just in case if other callers want to come and ask you questions.
All right, well, thank you for calling in.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye. You know, and this brings up my next question. If you weren't a musician, what could you see yourself doing right now?
If I wasn't, oh gosh, I don't know what I would honestly be doing because like, there's like not really a backup plan, I guess you could say. Like it's just music.
Right.
If I wasn't painting music, I'd probably be doing something similar with music, like promoting it or you know doing something with it.
You know, and
for sure.
and speaking of promoting music, we like to to promote our guests any chance we get. So I will gladly and happily promote anything that you're working on.
Well, thank you. And hey, while I got the chance, I would like to.
Yeah.
I know my sponsors are listening on here, and I would like to give a huge thank you to them. It's called Boot Rocks, and they are awesome. We're going to actually be doing several different promos coming up for like my singles coming out, and
right.
They're really helping me. And here before too much longer, if anybody would like to purchase a pair of like the Boot Rocks that I have on my social media, you can type in the promo code Haley J and get like 10% off and with like free shipping, and then you just go to www.bootrock.com. They're like so cool.
Just
making me want to shop. Stop it.
Yeah, go check them out.
I have a real shopping addiction. I cannot go in a store and not find something I want. Like, it's a problem.
This girl, oh my God.
I'm ridiculous. Okay, now I'm going to have to go shop some more.
You
have to get a pair of these.
And again, like I said, please let us know when you've got anything to promote. I will be more than happy to do it here on the show.
You.
On the show, Twitter, Facebook, anything. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, I got a single coming out in 2 weeks, so we can promote that.
I'm so excited
then.
Now to hear about it.
Yep.
Yeah, and then we got the Boot Rocks now, so yeah, we got some cool things coming up.
Sweet. You know, and as the first caller said, I personally can't wait to see where your music career takes you because I'm a big fan of independent music because I think and not only are they some of the sweetest people alive, but they're just incredibly super talented, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. Like, I really hope, like, I have a really good feeling that 2015 is going to be an awesome year for me.
I think it's going to be a great year for everyone. I feel like 2015, because, hey, we graduated this year, seniors, anybody out there, shout out to you. As long as you do all your homework and you don't fail anything, you're going to graduate this year, guys. No, I feel like this is gonna be a good year for everyone. Like all around, we're gonna have a great year. No, I'm very excited for a single to come out now. Like now, I'm hyped because everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, I cannot wait.
You know,
I was like stalking you on Twitter just now because I'll admit it. I was stalking you on Twitter just now, and I'm so jealous. Your hair is so much longer than mine. I'm like so jealous because I want my hair to be that long and it's not yet. Also, you met Daniel Bradbury.
Really
You met Daniel Bradbury. I met her once on my Sweet 16. She's amazing, and I love her so much, and I just want to be, like, best friends with her.
Yeah, her vocals are amazing.
I know. I love her on The Voice, and I love her. Well, I still love her, but I, like, followed her on The Voice and everything, and then for my Sweet 16, there was, like, a concert that night, and it was, like, her and Sarah Evans and someone else. I don't remember who. Obviously, I didn't care that much, obviously. But anyway, I went there. I went to the place, and I got a meet and greet from, like, a radio person to go meet her. And then I ended up meeting Sarah, too, because I got really lucky, like, twice in one night. So I got to meet them both. So that was, like, the best birthday present ever. And I just loved
her. That's awesome.
She's amazing. See, now, I found somebody that can relate who's also met her. Okay,
you know,
Cody, go ahead and talk, because I know you're waiting to say something.
You always do this to me, Em.
I know, I do. I can't help that. I talk so much.
Oh, Lord. You know, I've got sort of a funny story to tell you about how this show came to be. While we're doing this right now. I've been a soap opera fan yes, a soap opera fan. Don't judge.
We're not judging you. I judge you for watching about other stuff, but I won't tell everyone.
Yeah. you know secrets on me, so.
Okay.
So, but anyway, I've been a soap fan since about 03. So, and I have other friends in this business, if you want to, I call it a business, because frankly, we're not being paid for this. I wish we were, but anyway, I had called into several of my friend's shows talking to soap stars, and I figured, you know what, if they can do it, I can do it. So
yeah.
I thought it over for about 3 or 4 months. And on August 20th of 2012, I dove in head first and started the show, and it's been going ever since. And July, August of last.
I don't know.
About.
I don't know
about,
what you're gonna ask.
Was it July or August of last year? We started bringing on singers to the show.
Oh, I don't know. We've had so many singers on. I don't know where he finds them, to be honest with you. He'll be like, "We're having so-and-so on the show." And I'm like, "Okay, whatever you say, Cody. I don't know where you found that person, but it works for me."
Well, I'm glad I got to be on it.
Me too.
You know,
I'm so glad. Like, I'm glad we have an endless source of guests.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, this show's been going for about almost 2.5 years. And I wouldn't trade the show for anything in the world. I love doing it.
Oh, no. Yeah, you got an awesome thing going here. And I'd love to come back again later.
I appreciate
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. So I'm on Boot Rock's website because I like to shop. And they have so many cute things. I want them all.
Seriously,
like,
buy some.
I know, I'm
like,
going
awesome.
To. I need them all. I need them all, though. I need, like, every single thing on this website.
They are awesome. And if you use
everybody should
there,
go
you use my promotion code.
Yeah, there you go. Then you get a discount.
Yep.
Oh, that makes
You'll
me want to shop more. When someone's like, yeah, if you do this, you get a discount. I'm like, great, now I can buy more.
But don't encourage her, Haley.
I have a real problem, okay? And I don't know when
Yeah, don't encourage her.
I don't know when this problem started, but I just can't not shop. And then somebody's like, here's a discount. I'm like, great, I'm going to buy two of them now. I have a problem. At least I admit I have a problem. Like, at least I'm not in denial about it.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm sure they are worth every penny.
I know, I really want some now. But I can't decide. I'm going to have to buy two. Cody, you can help me decide, because I know you're so interested in what I buy.
Whatever.
Okay. Yeah, see, there you go. That's how much he cares. I get a whatever.
No comment. No comment.
Right.
We've only got about a minute left, so
but
I want to thank you again.
Fun.
Yeah, well, that's a minute of phone by, hadn't I?
I know, right? Well, you have to come back, Haley.
For
yes,
sure,
do.
Yeah, I'd love to come back.
When your single comes out, you can come back and we can talk about it even more.
Yep.
Oh, all right, awesome.
You know, I wanted to thank you for taking the time to stop by the show and put up with our craziness today. And you've got, like we said, you've got a open invitation to the show anytime you want to come back on, and we'd absolutely love to have you back anytime, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You know, and as I said earlier, I'll be promoting anything you do, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for coming.
I'm going to let you go, and I'll be talking to you later, okay?
All right. Thank you guys so
All
much.
Right.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
You too, Haley.
Bye.
Bye. That was fun, wasn't it, Em?
Yes, and now I'm internet chopping. I need
oh,
to
Lord.
Stop chopping. Okay,
yes,
can we
kinda
talk
do.
About the fact that Winona Judd tweeted a bunch of pictures of like her and some other singers, and one of them
mm-hmm.
is a picture of her and Bonnie Raitt, and I just fangirled so hard
over
that.
Yes, she just
I
died,
love
I know.
Bonnie Raitt, guys. Okay, for anyone that's not aware, I
mm-hmm.
want to see, okay, I told Cody this, and it was a joke, but it's for real. Mm-hmm. Like, if Martina McBride and Bonnie Raitt had a love child, I would want to be that person. I feel like I am
okay.
that person already, just so you all know. That's how I feel. And another
mm-hmm.
one, I think that's Patti Loveless in this picture, but I'm not 100% sure. It might be Jody Messina. I don't know. It's one of them. It's a redhead.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Right.
I'm terrible, but
I understand.
I love pictures, and I just love them, and I just want them all. Okay, I want to be friends with everyone. Announcement. Okay.
Yes, announcement.
The date's the 10th. I don't. Okay. So on the 20th,
you know,
we have Patsy P.
Back on the show. Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And on February the 3rd, we have Carrie Ann Jean back on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so far,
and
we haven't filled in those other holes. So
I'm working on something for the 13th, but that somebody actually reached out to me about. So I'm which
he
is,
didn't tell me that.
Is,
so
which is it's sort of a shock that they'd reach out to me is sort of a shock. But anyway,
well, someone else did that. Someone else did that before. Two people.
True. But anyway.
Well, I don't remember. Was it just one or two? Because I know someone did. I know who it is. And I DM'd them, and they never got back to me. And I'm not
bitter. It was. There were two people that actually reached out to
okay,
me.
Okay, I only remember one because I was tagged in the tweet. But other than that, I don't remember.
But
I don't remember
so,
things, guys.
I'm hoping to set that up for the 13th. So,
well,
and
Haley's
going
to be here. Haley's going to be in Nashville at the same time Krista is. And I was like, oh, my goodness, all my peoples at once.
Oh, sweet.
But she's only going to be here for a weekend, so it doesn't really work out. But
right.
Hopefully, guys, I feel like I should share because it's so exciting. Hopefully, Krista is going to get to come because, you know, guys, I like to play on Saturday nights. She's hopefully going to get to come and play in the place that I play, and Cody's going to come join us if she does. So it'll be like
yep.
all of us
I'm
all having an amazing time. So
I'm
hopefully
coming.
That happens. She's not sure yet. She said she'll get back to me because she doesn't know her schedule yet.
But
right. If it happens, which I'm hoping it does so hard, like I'm crossing my fingers, if we end
right.
up getting all that worked out, Emily is going to vlog the whole day. I promise. I will vlog every moment of my day.
Every second
of it,
you're
going to
vlog. Yep.
I'll wake
every
up,
single
I'll
second.
Vlog myself doing my morning thing. I'll vlog myself getting ready because it's like a 2-hour process on Saturday nights when I go to sing.
Oh, well.
It's not the same process
no.
as when I go to school because that's like 30 minutes. But I'll vlog all that. I'll vlog us
you know,
there. I'll get one of my parents to video, me and Cody and Krista, and it'll be amazing.
Yeah. Can I just say that I adore the callers that call in?
I know, they're so cute.
I adore the callers that call in.
That is me, though. Like, okay, they're okay. I love people who fangirl because, like, I'm
mm-hmm.
a fangirl. And, okay,
mm-hmm.
like, imagine that would be me talking to, like, Gene Francis. I swear, like, somebody calls in and it's, like, their idol when they call us.
Right.
They call their, like, favorite and their fan. Like, that would be me if I ever talked to Gene Francis. Like, I would be like, Jeannie, I love you. Let's be besties.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else, I'm like, I don't call into other shows because I just feel so weird. Like, I don't know what to say. And I don't know if I'm, like, intruding upon their interview. I don't know how long they want me to talk. It's very strange. I've only done it once, and I didn't know they had a guest on when I did it that one time.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know. I called in once to a show, and it was their anniversary, and I didn't know they had a guest. I thought, and they did. So I ended up getting to talk to them all, which was fun, but at the same time, I was like, am I talking too much? Because I tend to do
right,
that.
Right, exactly. Right.
My mom was like, I think you have ADD because you talk so much. I'm like, no, I can control it. I choose to talk this much.
I can control that. You
like,
talk like this.
Because she was like, because you talk so much and you can't control it. I'm like, yes, I can. I choose to talk this much. Like, I enjoy talking.
Exactly. Right.
It's so enjoyable for me. It's such a, it's like a hobby.
Mhm. But yeah. Yep. You know, I love talking too, even though I don't do it very much.
I know. That's because you're friends with me. So here's what happens. Basically, I call him and I'll be telling him something, and he just basically nods. He'll say, "Yep."
Pretty
and
much.
And I always feel like he's trying to tell me something, but then I'm like, "No, he's not. He's just listening to me talk." And then
I'm
he'll be like,
way.
"You know," and then he'll be like, "Hey," and he has something to tell me. I'll be like, "Great, he's gonna hang up on me." Now he'll be like, "Hey," because I was expecting to be like, "Hey, I'm hanging up now." Now he'll be like, "Hey, guess what?" It's like, "Oh, okay, good. You're not hanging up on me yet."
you know, I think of myself as a GH is Jason.
He's a man of few words.
Exactly. I am a man of few words. At least lately I have
been.
Okay.
I have to give you guys a little rundown really quick. I started my blog last night for the best of 2014. I got halfway through it, and then Emily was faced with strange life news. So I'm okay. I'm not in crisis mode, guys. Don't worry. I'm not going to die. I'm not going to kill myself. Anything weird, don't call help. I'm fine. But anyway, so I got distracted, and then I passed out sleeping at midnight after talking to a friend for, 3 hours. So half of it's done. Does that count as progress? Because I think it does. And I also have 2 videos to upload that have not been uploaded. So, guys, don't want to subscribe to me on YouTube. I promise I'll upload eventually. I'm losing subscribers because it's been so long. Also, you have to subscribe to Cody and I. We have a channel now, even though we haven't posted anything, and I haven't totally finished the artwork yet. I'm working on it. That counts.
Right.
I haven't finished, though, but I'm getting there. It has our face on it, so you guys will see us, but it's weekly
on my
vlog.
Right.
And, okay, I had, 5 minutes of video in my phone, and my phone was like, "You're out of storage," and I couldn't figure out why. And then I was like, "Well, I have 3,000 pictures, so I deleted a bunch of pictures." I literally deleted the one video clip, and it went down, a whole gigabyte. And I was like, "Oh." So, basically,
wow.
You're telling me that you're sucking my storage up with your video. Thank you, Apple.
Yeah, pretty much.
Thank you, Apple. Don't we? Okay,
yeah,
I feel like everybody hates Apple, but they love Apple. Do you feel me?
I agree.
You hate them so much, but you love them.
I agree.
It angers me. The internet angers me.
angers
anyway, subscribe
you.
To us. I promise I'm going to make Cody vlog. He's going to do it.
Yes,
I don't have exciting daily life.
I don't know what I'm getting myself into, but I'm going to do it.
He is going to vlog himself. Okay, guys, can we talk about the fact that when Cody takes a selfie for Instagram, he, holds the camera down, and I'm like, "Cody, you're doing it wrong." I love your Instagram selfies because of the way you take your pictures and your Instagram videos. We're looking up at you.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's how it is when I FaceTime him, too, and I always laugh because I'm like, "Why am I looking up at you? I feel like you're, 5 million feet tall, and I'm looking up at you." So, hold your camera up when you vlog, because people want to see your face, because
right. We
love your face, Cody. We want to see your face.
We love your face.
He's going to vlog his personal
I don't know if many people would agree with you on that, but okay.
Whatever. We want to see Cody, right? Tweet him. Tell him that. Can we talk about how cold it is? I'm not happy.
Oh, God. It's cold.
Freezing.
Let's see right here. Right now it's a warm 34 degrees right now.
Oh, that's warm. It's 30 here, but it has a negative 10 wind chill, so.
Good Lord. That's
hilarious. Not really, but that's what it feels like. The wind chill makes it like 15.
Makes it, I know.
It's 37 degrees in Oneonta, which is where my grandparents live. I'm so bitter. I have the weather things on here so I can see theirs too, so I can complain.
Yeah, I have the weather bug app installed on my phone so I can see.
Oh, I just use the Apple thing that Apple provides because I can't afford to use the storage because I have too much crap in my phone.
You have too much crap. Okay.
No, seriously, I have to clean my phone out at least once every couple of days because I have so much crap in it.
Wow.
I'm using 9.5 gigabytes right now. I was using 11.6 and I had literally no storage left and I had to delete a bunch because the software takes storage, which I think is a ripoff since I paid for 16 gigabytes, Apple.
Right.
Apple makes me angry. Do you see? Do you understand?
I see the struggle.
Okay.
I say the struggle.
The struggle's real.
Yes, it is.
So, guys, subscribe to us on YouTube so we don't have... Because if we vlog and we don't have any subscribers, I feel like that's pointless.
What's the point?
Once we post videos, people, and we put them on our Twitter, people will watch them and then they'll subscribe to us.
Yep. I agree. Just
hopefully. Maybe.
Cross our fingers.
I feel like I have some exciting daily life things to vlog, but I don't because my life's pretty boring.
Yeah, it's pretty boring, okay.
So I'm literally not going to the beach tonight because, number one, it's
right
cold,
now.
And number two, football's on.
My life consists of copious amounts of Madden on PlayStation, soaps, and the show. That's pretty much my life right now.
So vlog yourself if you go anywhere. Oh, go into
right.
Kroger, let's take a video.
Exactly.
That's me. No, I was going to vlog, so homecoming was yesterday. And I was going to vlog myself getting ready in the morning, getting dressed, because I had all my homecoming crap, going to school, doing my thing, pep
hey,
rally,
check out what,
and getting home. What?
Hey, check out what Carrie Ann just tweeted.
Oh, Carrie Ann. Carrie Ann, what did you tweet? Ooh, a surprise.
Yeah, big magical surprise.
You need to text me and tell me what it is.
I will. If I
no,
see it in time.
Carrie Ann needs to text me and tell me her surprise.
Oh, Carrie Ann needs to text you, okay?
You always text me, like, that's, I don't have to ask for that.
Right.
No,
exactly.
What I was going to say is I was going to vlog pep rally and getting home last night and getting watching DH and getting ready for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then I forgot, and I already was dressed and on my way. And I was like, well, now it's no fun because they didn't see the whole get ready with me part, and that's part of it. If any of you people watch YouTube, you know how it is. You have to see the whole process.
Right.
I don't want people thinking I'll wake up looking the way I do because I put a lot of work into that.
Right.
All right, so basically that's all.
Pretty much.
Okay, so we should stop and put this out of its misery.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm going to let you go, and I'll text you or something later, okay?
Okay, bye.
All right, see you, girl. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with a super talented Miss Haley Gerrals. And like we said earlier, I'm working on something for Tuesday that's still not set yet, and frankly, I don't even know if it'll be on Tuesday, frankly, but I know it'll be sometime next week. So whenever that is, I will let you know. And February the 10th, January the 20th, actually, we're having our lovely and talented friend, Miss Apache Peas, back on the show. And I'm working on something else for the 27th. And February the 3rd, we have our lovely and talented friend, Miss Carrie Ann Jean, is coming back to the show. And I think, like I said, that'll do it for announcements. So I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.